诗篇的一百二十六篇。
Let's first turn to the Book of Psalms, chapter 126.
啊，诗篇的一百二十六篇。
Psalms 126.
啊，第五节。
Verse 5.
流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。第六节。
6.
那带着种流泪出去的必要欢欢乐乐的带着禾捆回来。这两节圣经节重复告诉我们。
These two verses repeatedly tells us.
就是流泪撒种要欢呼收割。
That those who sow in tears will reap with sound of joy.
这个种代表什么？
What do we sow?
圣经里面告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
种子就是神活泼长存的道。
And this seed that we sow represents the words of God, which is everlasting.
凡有血气的都像草像花。
Those who have life are like the grass and the flowers.
草必枯干，花必凋谢。
The grass will wither and the flower will die down.
但是唯有神的道是永远长存的。
Only the words of God will live forever.
这个道就是种子。
And this word of God is the seed that we're sowing.
那撒种就是传福音。
To sow the seeds is like preaching the gospel.
这是我们教会被神托付一个重大的使命。
This is one great task that we have from God.
要传福音。
That is to go preach the gospel.
我们常常想为什么我们传福音好像没有果效。
I one time wonder how come we don't reap any fruits when we go out to preach the gospel.
那从这一节圣经节似乎告诉我们应该怎么做。
And this Bible seems like it tells us how we're going to go about doing it.
让我们传福音会有果效。
So that we can bear fruits.
那第一点就是要收割一定要撒种。
First of all, in order to reap, we have to sow.
这是一种自然的定律。
This is a natural law.
你没有撒种，你没有办法收割。
Without sowing, there's no seed to reap.
而且你撒的越多，付出的越多，收割会越大。
In addition, the more you sow, the more you harvest.
美国教会在过去几年这个神学班对青年的造就很大。
In the USGA, we have this spiritual training for the pastors to come.
有一次我在东部听一个负责人说，
One time I heard a pastor on the East Coast told me.
他说现在要栽培一些青年来讲道。
He mentioned that we need to train some youth to learn how to preach.
但是他们有一个感觉。
They have this feeling.
经过这个神学训练的青年讲道理比较有内容，也对人比较有造就。
After the training, those youth when they preach better, so that it's better. People get more from the preaching.
那为什么神学训练对青年会有帮助
？Why is that this training is helpful for the youth？
如果我们看这两个礼拜里面
，We look at those 2 weeks of training.
他们离开了世界。
They departed from the world.
全心的投入。
Dedicate themselves to
读圣经跟祷告。
Reading the Bible and prayer.
那他们的收获就是灵性的成长。
What they have gained is their spiritual growth.
但是在这个神学训练里，有很少数的人参加到完，觉得我没有得到什么。
At the same time, there were a minority of people who feel that they don't seem to gain anything from this training.
大部分人觉得得到很多，也有人觉得我没有得到什么。
Even though vast majority feel that they have gained a lot.
那我们仔细去看，为什么会有这样的差别
？If you pay attention, see why there is this difference.
课程一样，讲员一样，场地一样，教材一样。
They all go to the same teaching, same place, and same teacher.
那后来我们就发现了。有的人抱着好像去度假的心情去参加。
Later, we discovered that those people who did not gain anything, they went there with an attitude of going on a vacation.
上完课就这里聊聊天，那里聊聊天。
And after class, they just chat around.
他投入的很少。
They do not put too much into it.
但是有的人就很认真。
Well, there are some other people who pay really attention to this.
上课很认真。
They really pay attention in the class.
很认真祷告。
And they dedicate themselves to prayers.
尽最大的力量去追求。
And they try their best to go after God's truth.
那这个两个参加的结果，收获就不一样。
And in the end, these two kind of people get different harvests.
有的满满的回来。
Some will reap with joy.
所以他下一次还要想再来。
And next time they wanted to come again.
虽然一百多人住在那里很不方便。
Even though there are over 100 of them, and it's quite not convenient for them to live in the church.
属灵的喜乐是一种收割，是一种吸引，是一种享受，是一种满足。
Joy is a great satisfaction for them.
所以他们还想再回来。
That's why they want to come back again.
但是觉得空空的人，下一次就不再来了。
Those who did not gain much, they would not want to come anymore.
所以这个体验让我们知道，我们要收多少，完全是在乎我们投入多少。
From that experience, we can discover that what determines how much we harvest is how much we sow.
我们教会的圣工到底要收多少，在乎我们真正投入多少。
How much do we harvest in this church depends how much we dedicate ourselves.
有时候我们常常讲宣道工作很难做。
Sometimes you hear that it's very difficult to preach the gospel.
这确实是事实。
That's indeed the case.
但是在很难做当中，我们看如果越多人做宣道工作，一般教会里面慕道者越多，我们将来收割就越多。
On the other hand, you see when in the church, the more you see more people go preach the gospel, the more you will harvest.
但是如果因为很难做，我们就停止没有做，那我们发现我们到最后就没有收割。
If you stop doing it just because it's difficult, then in the end you would discover that you will not gain anything.
所以撒种的必收割，这告诉我们要投入才能够有收成。
And therefore, here it tells us we have to sow in order to harvest.
但是有时候我们觉得说，好像投入很多收获也不是很多。
Sometimes you also feel that.We do not harvest much, even though it seems like we have tried a lot.
好像圣经讲的不太对。
Almost seems like the Bible is not telling the truth.
那我们就再想前面一句话。
Then we look at this verse.
说要流泪撒种。
It says here, who sow in tears.
那才有欢呼收割。
And then we'll reap with some sons of joy.
这个流泪代表什么？
What does this tear represent?
流泪代表我们用心。
This represents that when we do this, we do with our heart.
有时候我们在公司里面上班，变成一种习惯。
And sometimes when we go to work, it's almost like a habit.
所以你每天就是例行公事在处理那些事情。
So every day you just do go about doing the same thing.
所以我们并没有很用心在里面。
And we do not pay...Too much attention to this.
那有时候我们把圣工当作一种事情在处理。
Sometimes we treat our spiritual work just like our daily job.
什么公司做事，来教会也是在做事。
You come to church just like you go to work.
那传福音也是在做一件事情。
And you treat preaching the gospel as your one of your routine job.
我们去在慕道者也是做一件事情。
Same thing for taking care of the.
那事情做完了，我们就可以交代。
And once you finish the work today, you can let it go.
那这样的话，我们的心并没有在那个地方。
If that's the case, we're not putting our whole heart into this.
那所谓流泪就是我们有用爱的心下去。
We need in order for us to go with tears, we have to show our love.
这个是我们要传福音一个最难的一件事情。
And this is the most difficult thing to do.
我们用心下去做。
That is to do things with our hearts.
这样我们就一定会有收获。
If we do so, then we will gain much.
我们做圣工需要神同工。
We need to have God with us when we do the holy work.
那神是什么？
Who is God?
圣经说神就是爱。
And God is love, according to the Bible.
所以要神同工必须有神在我们中间。
So therefore, we have to have God with us when we go work.
就是必须要爱在我们中间。
That is to have love within us.
也就是我们传福音我们去接触这个人。
When we go to get in touch with somebody.
不只是一种 公事性的把福音讲给他听。
It's not only a routine job just telling him about the gospel.
而是从我们的心里面跟那一个人有一个连结。
But rather it's a connection from our heart to his heart.
那个连结就是我们爱他。
And this heart is love.
如果我们爱他们。
This connection of love, if we really love them.
我们很希望他能够得到神的恩典。
Then we truly hope that they will receive the blessing from God.
如果我们爱他们
If we love them,、
我们可以想象到他没有得救的这种、人生的这个危机
We can truly imagine their crisis in their lives without the Savior salvation of God、
所以出于这种的关心这种爱
And out of this kind of love、
我们会流眼泪
We willHave tears.
这个是我们要预备做圣工一个最难的一点。
And this is the most difficult things for us in preaching the gospel.
不只是说教会教导我们工作去做。
It's not only that we do what the church tells us to do.
而是我们能够以爱的心去做。
But rather we do so with a loving heart.
因为这是一种生命成长的表现。
Because this, after all, is the manifestation of our spiritual life growing.
是基督成型在我们心里的一个表现。
It's a manifestation of Jesus Christ growing inside us.
所以我们做圣工服侍神，这是一种生命的服侍。
So therefore, this preaching the gospel is actually a serving of God in our life.
就是基督的爱在我们里面感动我们。
That is the love of Christ moving us from within.
那这样就有神的同在，就容易发生果效。
And this way we'll have the guidance of God so we can bear fruit.
好，我们现在来看腓立比书。
Now let's look, turn to the book of Philippians.
好，腓立比书。第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
我体会耶稣基督的心肠。第八节。
Verse 8.
切切地想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。这里保罗说他有耶稣基督的心肠。
Here, Paul mentioned that he has the affection of Jesus Christ.
什么是耶稣的心肠？
What is the affection of Christ Jesus?
就是爱的心。
This is love.
那因为有爱，所以腓立比教会跟保罗有时间空间的差阻隔，但是他的想念并没有分别。
Because of love, they are never apart, even though there's time and space between Paul and the church in Philippians.
因此他的关心并没有减少。
And his love for the church never faded.
所以在分别这么久当中，他常常为他们祷告。
And that's the reason why he often prays for the church, even though they've been away for so long.
信仰能够成长。
So that their spirituality can grow.
爱心能够增加。
Their love can grow.
生活能够改变。
So that their life can be changed.
到最后是神得到荣耀。
So in the end, God will be glorified.
那保罗常常为他们祷告是非常欢喜的祷告，第四节。
Here in verse 4 mentioned that when Paul prays for them, he prays with joy.
因为看到他们信仰有在进步。
Because he noticed that their spirituality is growing.
这个就是一种生命的服事。
And this is a serving of life.
传福音不只是一个工作。
Preaching the gospel is not only a job for us.
而是对我们所接触的对象有一个爱的心在里面。
Rather, we should have this heart of love for the people we're trying to preach to.
所以我们会想念，我们会悲哀，我们会喜乐。
So therefore, we will have this feeling, we'll miss them, we'll love them.
这个是我们做圣工一个最需要，但是常常缺乏的。
This is one thing that's critical, yet we often lack.
所以我们没有办法欢呼收割常常不是我们没有撒种，而是没有流泪。
The reason why sometimes we cannot reap with joy is not because we didn't sow, but rather we didn't sow with tears.
有时候我们对这个事情充满着热忱，但是对人没有感觉。
Sometimes we may feel fervent for this matter, yet we don't have any feeling toward this person.
对事情很热忱，这是好的，但是对人要有感觉，这是更重要。
It's important to have the fervency toward this matter, and it's more important to have feeling toward this person.
所以保罗说你要效法我。
Paul says you need to learn from us.
向我效法基督。
Just like we learn from Jesus.
我们在圣经里面看到主耶稣出来传福音，除了很有能力之外，还有一点很重要。
When the Bible tells us how Jesus Christ prayed, in addition to his power, there's one more point.
就是他怜悯众人。
And that is he guided the crowd.
哦，就这一点呢，非常的重要。
This is a very important point.
哦，他对周围的人啊，充满着同情跟怜悯。
He is full of sympathy and love toward the people around him.
因为神的爱充满在他里面。
Because of the love which is full of him.
那保罗啊，效法基督。
And Paul learned from Christ.
所以在保罗的书信里面，我们看保罗的眼泪啊，是常常充满在他的眼睛里面。
Therefore, from the Paul's letters, we can see that oftentimes he has tears in his eyes.
这个为什么保罗在宣道跟牧养的工作非常的有果效
？And this is one of the reasons why he is so effective in preaching the gospel and pastoring the church.
他真的用爱啊去啊帮助啊他所接触的人。
Because he truly touched others with his love.
那保罗对腓立比教会真的是充满着爱。
Because of Paul's love.
所以保罗在监牢里面。
Even when Paul was in jail.
他说我不晓得死还是活好。
He mentioned, I don't even know whether to die or to live.
因为死可以跟主耶稣同在。
Because to live, to die means we can be buried with Jesus Christ.
但是活着也很重要。
At the same time, it's very important for me to live.
在二十五节第一章。
In chapter 1, verse 25.
能够住在世界，因为众人在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
Mentioned, if you continue to live, then we will continue to with all you and your progress and joy in the faith.
所以保罗啊，他很愿意看到腓立比教会过得很喜乐。
Therefore, he is very willing to see that the church of Philippians live in a happy, happy life.
腓立比教会圣工的成长喜乐就是保罗的满足。
And the growth of the spirituality is the satisfaction of Paul.
我们在爱一个人，我们看到这个人的悲伤就是我们的忧伤。
If we truly love somebody, this people's happiness will be our happiness.
忧伤。
His misfortune will be our misfortune.
那他的喜乐就是我们的喜乐。
His happiness will be ours.
这个是因为有爱的一种关系。
Because we have love for him.
好，那在腓立比书的第三章里面
，In Philippians chapter 3,
我们发现腓立比教会有一少部分的信徒生活有问题。
We can see that there's a small members small. There's a small minority of the people in the church had this problem in their life.
整个教会很好，但是有一部分有问题。
Even though the whole church is quite good.
我们看第十八节三章。
Chapter 3, verse 18.
有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌。我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪告诉你们。十九节。
Verse 19.
他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的肚腹。他们以羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。二十节
，verse 20，
我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天降临。二十一节
，21，
他要按着那叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这个卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。这个二十节、二十一节在讲到基督徒的身份跟基督徒的福分。
Here in verse 20 and 21 mention the citizenship of Christians.
这里说我们的身份就是天上的国民。
And here mention we are the citizen in heaven.
那我们的福分呢？
Our blessings.
就是等候救主再临。
Is to wait for the second coming of our Lord.
那个时候卑贱的身体要改变成为荣耀的身体。
That time our lowly body will transform into a glorious one.
要跟主一样。
Be like Jesus Christ.
这是我们信耶稣的目的。
And this is the goal why we believe.
但是在腓立比教会里面
，In the church, however,
有一部分的信徒
there are a few members.
看这个肉体上的需要超过神。
They deem their physical need more important than God.
所以这里说他们的神就是自己的肚子。
Can you imagine that their God is their own stomach?
什么是他们的神自己肚子呢
？What does that mean?
就是看肉体的满足超过属灵的追求。
This means that they think that the physical satisfaction is more important than spiritual edification.
专以地上的事为念。
Their mind is on this earth.
那这样的结果 得救会有问题。
If that's the case, their salvation is in doubt.
啊，因为主耶稣曾经讲挪亚的日子。
Because Jesus mentioned the days of Noah.
我们看马太福音二十四章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 24.
三十七节。
Verse 37.
马太二十四章三十七节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 37.
挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。三十八节。
38.
当洪水以前来的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的日子。三十九节。
39.
不知不觉洪水来，把他们全都冲去了。人子降临也要这样。这里讲主耶稣降临的那一天，也跟挪亚的方舟一样。
Here is mentioned the day when Jesus comes again will be like the day of Noah.
这里说不知不觉洪水来，把他们冲走。
Mentioned without knowing, without being aware of it, the flood came and swept them up.
怎么有可能挪亚那个世代人对洪水要来到不知不觉呢？
How come those people have no idea that flood was about to come?
因为挪亚一生只做两件事情。
Because Noah only did two things in his life.
第一个造方舟，第二个传警告。
The first was to build the ark, and secondly to warn the people.
那这两件事情都很特别。
Both of them are quite unique.
在山上造方舟，这很特别。
It's very strange to build an ark on a mountain.
没有人这样做过。
Nobody has ever done that.
传警告，这也很特别。
It's also very strange to issue the warning.
什么世界要被洪水灭掉？这个没有人讲过的。
What do you mean the world will be destroyed by flood? Nobody would believe him.
所以这两件事情都很特别。
So both of things are quite unique.
那为什么当事人会对挪亚这很两件事情很特别会不知不觉
？How come the people around him pay no attention to him?
这里说最重要的是人照常吃喝嫁娶。
They were just eating, drinking, and marrying and giving marriage.
这个吃喝嫁娶不是错。
It's nothing. There's nothing wrong eating and drinking.
神让我们饮食饱足，满心喜乐，这是神的恩典。
It's God's blessing to have enough food and water.
婚姻也是神所设立的。
It's also marriage was instituted by God.
除了少数有独身的恩赐，其他都要结婚。
Except for a very few, most of us need to get married.
到底问题在哪里？
What's the problem?
就是生活把吃喝嫁娶当作中心。
The problem is that they consider eating, drinking, marrying at the center of their lives.
那人对属灵的事情就会不知不觉。
As a result, you pay attention. You do not pay attention to spiritual things.
所以我们现在整个牧养工作很难做，不是因为患难到了。阻挡太大，是因为人的生活太多引诱。
The reason why we have so much trouble preaching the gospel is not because of any tribulation, but rather people live in a too comfortable life.
所以人很难牧养。
And therefore, it's very difficult to bring them to church.
没有办法专心。
Because they can't concentrate.
那这个人在专心世界上的事情，到最后沉沦得救就有问题。
If your mind is on this earth, then your salvation will be in question.
那保罗在腓立比书三章这样说。
So therefore, in Paul says in Philippians chapter 3,
说我屡次告诉你，现在流泪告诉你们。三章十八节。
In verse 18, I've often told you before, and now I say again with tears.
为什么会流泪？
Why is he in tears?
因为保罗爱他们。
Because Paul really loves them.
想到这一种生活方式到最后的结果就是沉沦。
Because he realized the result of that kind of lifestyle in the end is destruction.
保罗很爱他们，就流泪了。
Because of his love for them, he was in tears.
这个就是我们现在服侍神所要的一种心。
And this is the kind of attitude that we should have when we serve God.
所以我们教会里面呢我们在教会里面，我们所要带领的一个方向，就是把信徒带领到属灵的追求上。
And therefore, we need to try to bring church to spiritual cultivation.
因此我们在安息日来到教会最重要要是跟神的关系的一种建立。
So on Sabbath, when we come to church, it's most important for us to establish this relationship with God.
我们早上有时间早一点十点来到十点半我为自己灵性为教会祷告。
If you have time, please come early to pray for the church.
那我们中午吃饭大家可以交通。
During lunch time, you can have fellowship with other people.
互相的关心生活上的需要。
You can pay attention to other people's needs.
彼此安慰，互相鼓励。
Try to comfort and encourage one another.
但除了这个之外
，In addition to those,
我们要多花一点时间哦，在灵里面的造就还有祷告。
We need to spend time to edify ourselves in spirit.
因为我们前面六天都浸在这个世界里面。
Because we have spent 6 days in this world.
那这个世界，这个它的神就是肉体的欲望。
In this world, God is our physical desire.
那我们来到教会应该有一个属灵的提升。
So when we come to the church, we should have this spiritual edification, spiritual lift.
使我们的心往上提，靠近神。
So that our heart be lifted towards God.
那这样我们下一个礼拜才能够有个力量来超越这个世界。
Only this way we can spend the next 6 days in the world, to be beyond this world.
所以我们在看保罗的牧养腓立比教会是流泪，对这个以肉体当神的这个生活方式的基督徒，他是流泪的劝他们。
So here we can see that Paul was in tears in trying to turn back those Christians who live in this world.
好，我们看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to the book of 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第二章第四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4.
我先前心里难过，痛苦多多的流泪写给你们，不是叫你们忧愁，乃是知道我格外的疼爱你们。这里说保罗曾经写信给哥林多教会。
Here mentioned that Paul wrote letters to the church.
那他写着流泪的写给他们。
He did so with many tears.
那这个信到底在讲什么
？What was those letters about？
圣经找不到。
The Bible did not mention.
但是很清楚，就是这个信呢、在。指出哥林多教会的错误。
But we can see from here clearly that the letters pointed the mistakes that was committed by the church.
因为哥林多教会很多问题。
Because the church has many problems.
教会有淫乱，有淫乱。
They have sexual immorality.
吃拜偶像的东西。
And they also have particular food dedicated to idols.
也有混乱。
They have chaos.
所以保罗写一封信给他。
And that's why Paul wrote the letter to them.
但是保罗说他流泪。
Here Paul mentioned he was in tears.
为什么
？Why？
因为爱他们。
Because he loves them.
所以流泪。
That's why he shed tears.
所以下面说我格外的疼爱你们。
Because also he mentioned himself that I dearly love you.
结果保罗这一封信就产生了功效。
And because of this letter, they had an effect.
为什么产生功效？
How come?
神跟他同工。
Because God was with him.
所以哥林多教会念到这一封信呢，受感动就改变了。
So when the people in Corinthians saw this letter and they were touched and they changed.
那怎么改变
？How did they change?
我们看第七章哥林多后书第七章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我先前写信叫你们忧愁，后来是懊悔，如今却不懊悔，因为我知道那信是叫你们忧愁，不过是暂时的。第九节。如今我欢喜，不是因为你们忧愁，是你们从忧愁中生出懊悔来。你们依着神的意思忧愁，凡事就不至于因我们受亏损。因为依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救。这里说哥林多教会就依着神的意思忧愁。
Here mentioned the church of Corinthians, they had sorrow according to God's will.
这个忧愁是好的。
And this is a good sorrow.
就是对自己属灵上没有办法改变而觉得很难过，这个叫做依着神的意思忧愁。
And they feel sorrowful because of their shortcomings in spirituality.
因为自己信主久，但是信仰不能够成长，这样很难过。
They feel sorrowful because they did not grow in their spirituality, even though they believing for so long.
这个叫做依着神的意思忧愁。
And this is the sorrow from God.
那这种忧愁所产生的一种热心，一种恐惧，一种追求。
Because of this sorrow, they have this repentance.
到最后信仰就进步了。
In the end, they were able to grow in their faith.
这就是保罗的喜乐。
And this is why Paul had joy.
所以他流泪撒种。
And he sowed in tears.
他欢呼收割。
In the end, he was able to reap with sounds of joy.
这是在保罗书信里面，我们可以看到很清楚的一种体验。
This is clearly Paul's experience in his letter.
我们再来看《使徒行传》。
Now let's turn to the book of Acts.
使徒行传》的二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
OK， 二十章啊，使徒行传二十章。
Acts 20。啊，
十八节。
Verse 18。
啊，十七节。
Verse 17。
啊，保罗从米利都打发人往以弗所去，请教会的长老来。啊，十八节。他们来到了，保罗就说：“你们知道，我自从到亚该亚的日子，以致在你们中间始终出入为人如何？”十九节，服侍主，凡事谦卑，眼中流泪，又因犹太人谋害，经历试炼。啊，这里保罗在提到他在腓立啊以弗所三年了。
Here mentioned Paul was spent 3 years in Ephesus.
啊，眼中流泪。
He was with tears.
他在做这个牧养工作，真的投入很多的爱进去。
He dedicated his love in pastoring the church.
所以他眼中流泪。
That's why he had tears.
那跟这个以弗所教会有一些问题啊。
And there are some problems here in this church.
跟我们看二十九节。
Verse 29.
我知道我去之后，必有凶暴的豺狼进到你们中间，不爱惜羊群。二十节。就是在你们中间也必有人起来说悖逆的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们。三十一节。
31.
所以应当紧紧纪念我三年之久昼夜不住的流泪劝诫你们个人。所以保罗想到将来他们所要面对的困难。
So when Paul thought about the difficulty that the church will face,
所以他提醒他们。
He reminded them.
你要纪念我三年之久，昼夜不住的流泪劝你们个人。
Ask them to remember the 3 years that he never, which he's never stopped warning about them, warning them.
所以保罗在建立这个以弗所教会真的是眼中流泪，投入爱心去建立。
So he shed a lot of tears in establishing this church.
那很显然的，保罗有收获。
Of course, he had fruits.
好，我们看三十七节。
In verse 37.
众人痛哭，抱着保罗的颈项，叫他亲嘴。三十八节。
38.
叫他们最伤心的，就说以后不能再见我的面，于是送他上船去了。可见他们对保罗的爱，就回报以爱。
This shows that this crowd repaid Paul's love with their love.
所以保罗离开的时候，他们跟他们痛哭。
So when Paul left, they all were in tears.
那这就是保罗的安慰。
And this is the comfort for Paul.
因为这一群人确实信仰有成长。
Because the crowd truly has grown in their faith.
所以懂得去爱他的保罗。
Because they understand how to love now.
因此我们从圣经里面这些例子到最后的一个结论。
So from all those examples that we saw, we have this one conclusion.
我们在做圣工就是在撒种。
That when we do our holy work is to sow the seeds.
不论是宣道工作、牧养工作
，No matter whether it's preaching the gospel or pastoring the church，
要求主让我们生命成长。
We ask the Lord to give us strength and let us grow，
充满主的爱跟怜悯
，so that we can be full of God's love and passion。
如果我们能够流泪撒种，就会欢呼收割。
If we can sow in tears, we'll be able to reap in joy。
好，我们来唱诗，
新年
hymn520首
520。
我们每一个人所最爱的就是我们自己的家人。
The ones that we love the most are our families.
所以我们传福音的第一个对象就是我们自己的家人。
So the first people that we should preach to is our family member.
流泪撒种要欢呼收割。
Those who sow in tears will reap in joy.
我们常常为自己的家人流泪祷告，一定有一天会欢呼收割。
So if you continue to pray for your family member in tears, then sooner or later, one day you will reap in joy.
我们一生最痛苦就是看到我们自己的家人不愿意亲近神。
The most sorrowful thing for us is to see our family member who do not want to be close to God.
因为没有一种损失比没有神更大。
There's no loss greater than the loss of than without God.
常常这种经验就是要让我们培养我们有一种流泪的心态能够帮助别人。
So this experience teaches us the attitude to have tears for other people and pray for others.
所以神常常在操练我们。
So God has also given always given us exercises.
愿意不愿意做圣工。
So whether we want to do or not,
愿意不愿意用怜悯的心来服侍神
to serve God with a heart of mercy.
当我们这样一直在调整
when we adjust ourselves,
神就赏赐给我们
God will grant us
our
wishes, so that we can reap in joy.
我们这个月的24号有这一季的布道会
on the 24th of this month, we have a spiritual convocation.
在两个月也有灵恩布道会
and two more months was spiritual convocation and evangelical service.
让我们一起来付出我们的劳力
so let's all work hard.
付出我们的爱心
give us our give our love.
愿主祝福我们让我们有能够欢呼来收割
May the Lord bless us so that we can reap in joy.
我们现在最后要一起来祷告
Now let's now kneel down and pray together.
我们请圣体谦让的同龄代祷
Please pray for those brothers and sisters. Who are you?
为张爱珍姐妹来祷告。
Please pray for Sister Ai-jin.
还有其他需要代祷的人。
And also other people who request for prayers.
愿主带领感动他们。
May the Lord guide them and move touch them.
我们现在一起祈祷。
Now pray together.